Welcome to the September 3rd edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In the pilot episode of the Human Side of Clinical Trials podcast, Dr. Brian McGowan, Chief Learning Officer and co-founder of ArcaMedX, introduced a framework showing why operational failures in trials often trace to gaps in human readiness rather than process design. When enrollment falls behind, protocol deviations increase, or sites struggle after activation. Organizations must ask whether people were adequately prepared and equipped with genuine understanding and not just information. Fortrea announced the acquisition of Worldwide Clinical Trials Early Phase Services Division for approximately $45 million in all cash, adding a 200-bed clinical pharmacology unit, a bioanalytical lab, and biospecimen storage in Texas. The combination reduces handoffs between clinical and bioanalytical functions, improves turnaround times, and enables sponsors to run larger studies with greater operational flexibility. In a new contributed article, Partha Anbil and Anamika Krishanpal examined how 80% to 85% of trials miss enrollment timelines, with trial delays costing $600,000 to $800,000 US dollars per day in lost revenue. AI-enabled patient matching and EHR integration are becoming operational levers, but bias, explainability, and governance will determine whether the tech scales across diverse patient populations. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.